He's played for the Ducks, Canucks, and Red Wings. One thing's for sure.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, Todd Bertuzzi. It is Bertuzzi. Steve Darling, Myra Lawrence, and Mr. Bertuzzi. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning and Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What does Todd Bertuzzi do on New Year's?
I had a great New Year's. I actually drove up to see my family in Sudbury, Ontario, where it was minus 40. My son got to play the afternoon game against the Sudbury Wolves. He scored, and then we had a New Year's hockey game on the lake, and then celebrated to the wee hours of the night.
Nice.
That's very Canadian of you.
Yes, very good.
No, very Canadian of me, eh?
So let's get into it, Todd. There's so much to talk to you about today. First one I want to ask you really quickly about the Vegas Golden Knights. We just talked about we're giving away a trip to go see the Vegas Golden Knights. They are now the number one team in the Western Conference, and they continue to amaze. And I know leading up to Christmas, everyone was saying it'll eventually stop, the bottom's going to drop out. But every time they say that, they just keep winning.
It won't stop. They're legit. I think what everyone has to understand is when they got to pick this team, and obviously McPhee did a terrific job, and they got an outstanding, outstanding coach in Gallant. Very good players coach. But remember, they're grabbing maybe one or two from maybe the second line and then a lot of third liners and a lot of fourth liners that are capable of playing. And remember, the NHL did a transition with the fourth line. They started bringing in guys who are faster, guys who can score, guys who can make more of an impact other than the fisticuffs. Unfortunately, I kind of hard watching it change over like that because a lot of those enforcers and players were my friends. But you got to remember that they probably had a leg up on every expansion team or anyone who started out by the crop of players that they were able to pick from. They did a tremendous job of getting them all together.
And when you look at the players who are leading this team, we talk about Marc-Andre Fleury, and getting a goaltender like him to start off was great, but he's been hurt a lot of the year, and they were literally down to a Kamloops Blazer as their goaltender. That's how bad it got in there. But you talk about their leading point getters, and Jonathan Marchessault, William Karlsson, Riley Smith, David Perron, James Neal. Not names that you would jump out and you say, hey, these, but they found a way to be successful as a unit. And you're right. Coaching, I think, has a lot to do with it. He was the perfect guy to lead a team like this.
Yeah, but a lot of the guys that you mentioned, some of them, they've had a taste of first line, second line, and all that. And I think when you get not kept with the roster that you're at, you get a little chip on your shoulders and want to prove not only that other team will let you go wrong, but the hockey world. And I think collectively that group came together. I really like the Eklund. I think the guy in the back end, can you pronounce his name again?
Derek England? Captain. Yeah, Derek England, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's from Vegas?
I love that they brought him. Yeah, he is. I love that they brought him. Nothing but character. Good guy, good for the dressing room. I think he sets the tone in that locker room. And I believe with that kind of leadership and the kind of players that they have, they play fast. They play quick. They overwhelm teams. And they're an exciting brand to watch for sure.
We're talking with Todd Bertuzzi because it is Bertuzzi here on Sportsnet 650. Todd, we were talking a little bit before about the Canucks being decimated with injuries, but some guys coming back, possibly Chris Tanev will get back on the blue line tonight. Sven Berchi is expected to join the team for their Eastern road swing. And then who's going to come out of the lineup? And Nikolai Goldobin had himself a great game against the LA Kings and a real nice goal on Jonathan Quick. Is he a guy that you'd like to see play more minutes and that he would be a guy that Travis would keep in the lineup as he's starting to develop?
Well, I think he will be probably one that we're going to have to watch a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think Travis is going to have to see him a little bit more against other teams and in other cities. And there's a big difference in playing in the AHL or in Europe and all that to playing in the NHL. The season is packed. You're traveling quite a bit. Takes a toll on you after a little while and all that. And I know you always hear about the sophomore slump, the second year and all that. And I believe that the travel and the impact of the league has a lot to do with that, that the guys are still trying to get used to and all that. But, no, I think Vancouver's in a spot where they can start maybe taking a little bit longer look at some of the other guys to see what they have going forward.
Let's talk about Brock Besser, who continues to lead the Canucks as their leading scorer, the goal scoring that he's had. usually when you have a guy coming out in their rookie season, it's about now where the wall starts to creep up a little bit because they're playing more games than they have played, especially him who's playing a lot more minutes than he's ever played before. Do you see a potential drop-off for him, or do you think he's the type of player that will be able to fight through that and continue the success he's had so far?
No, I don't think he's going to drop off. I don't think it's going to be as filling the net as much. I think other teams are going to start watching more video and scouting him, and especially on the PK, learning where he sits in his soft spots and all that. But at the same time, you look at where he plays, where the Stamkos plays and the Ovechkins and all that, these guys still get their trigger finger off with their shots and they're still scoring their goals. I believe he's one of those kind of players who just has to be patient and poised and not change too much of what he's doing because he's been pretty freaking successful up to now.
Todd, I want to ask you about Jake Virtanen. He's been a topic of conversation with you before in this show as well. Yeah. And the one thing about Jake that excited the fans was his ability to have speed, go around defensemen, and then cut to the net. Now, you were a power forward as well. Talk a little bit about how difficult it is to play that type of role where you're going to the net constantly over and over and over again, the toll it can take on a person's body.
Well, it takes its toll. It's not, you know what, it's something that you're just going to have to learn and adapt to. That's what's going to pay your bills, and that's what's going to keep you on a roster, and that's what's going to make you successful. If you're built like a freight train, there's no reason why playing like a little beetle. And I think he's got that body frame and that mindset and all that, that hopefully either Travis Green or they bring someone in to work with him to help him out who's played that power forward position, maybe to give him a little different outlook, different views, watch his video, give him some tips and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of stuff you can do to help the kid out. I'd be very patient with him. I believe that the best is yet to come, and I'd hate for them to get rid of something that I believe could be a big asset in the future.
Todd, the Ducks are in town, as we mentioned tonight, and they have Ryan Kesler, a perennial pest, back in their lineup. He's got 3 games under his belt since coming back from off-season hip surgery, got two points in the last game. How tough is a guy like that? How much does he change a team when a guy like that comes back into the lineup?
You know, Kes is one of my good friends. I spent a lot of time with him in the summer up in Michigan, and I've seen how much work he put into his rehab, and I knew he was going to come back, and he's going to come back with vengeance. He loves playing the game. He loves playing that role, and Kes is someone who really wants to win, and I hope that it comes through in his career. He deserves that. He's given a lot to the league and to teams that he's played for. He is a pain. He's one of those guys who doesn't stop. I remember at the one point in time, it was him and Burrows at the same time, which was like watching the two Muppets go at it. So it was something to watch, but you know what? He brings a lot to the table, and he's a benefit to that Ducks organization.
Yet he'll be booed tonight, like he is every time he touches the puck. There's just something about this city just does not agree with Ryan Kesler. They just don't like him, which is unfortunate because it gave so much to the organization.
I don't think that's true. I think that they appreciate everything that Ryan brought and did for the organization. It's one of those things that, if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not, then you hate him. I don't believe it's like that. I think, at least from my view, that the fans should respect him and know what he brought to the table. And he did a lot for the team, too.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe the way he left.
But you can still boo him and hate him while he's wearing a duck uniform.
Right?
He's just one of those super pests that'll go down in history as just a great two-way forward who played the game hard.
Let's talk about the World Junior Hockey Championships. A couple of questions about that. First off, we want to play this audio. The head coach of the Swiss national team came out yesterday and was asked about, you know, how his team would do against. His name is Christian Wolwind, and he was asked about how his team was going to do against Canada. We'll play this for you, Todd. We'll get your reaction to it. Here it is.
They're faster, they're bigger, they're stronger, they can shoot better, they can pass better, they can do everything better.
So is this what you'll tell your team? Like, what do you say to your team?
Exactly that. try to fight against. What I want to say? You know, they have like, I don't know, how many other first rounders they have? How many?
Seven.
Huh?
Seven.
And the rest in the second round?
Yeah.
And one in the fourth round who play like the most NHL games so far? Yeah. So what I want to tell against? We just battle and try to battle. We have one in the fourth round too, one. And the rest is not drafted.
Is it good, though, that you can kind of be the underdog and no pressure?
Well, for pressure, I don't know that word, pressure. We don't have pressure at all.
So you're right.
Well, Todd, what do you think of that? How about them apples?
Typical Swede. Typical Swede. They are the most humble people
He's
in the
Swiss.
World. And they, you know what? Whether they believe it or not, and I know for sure they're not, because they're just trying to change their mind momentum going into the game. And every Swede is like this. They've been some of the most incredible people I've played with. I'm very close to a lot of them. They're very humble, but I'll tell you right, no one has more fire in their belly to prove everyone in the world wrong than the Swedes. So I think it's just the coach trying to motivate them the other way. I don't think it's going to work. I do think the Canadians are stronger and are going to end up on top, but at the same time, the Swedes aren't going down with a fight. They're always gritty. They're always in it, and they're very humble people, but they have a fire in their belly, and they don't like getting stepped on, so they'll come out swinging and give a good performance.
I love the move, and I love the honesty of the coach. And I think that he made that statement just for those reasons, Todd, to be like, no, on paper, this is
actually. You know what? If I was a player in the room, I'd be laughing my head off. That was my coach saying. I'd be saying, you know what? You are right. But at the same time, how great would this be to upset this freaking Canadian team, basically in Canada, even though it's in Buffalo? But how great would it be to just to come in, beat them, and just show the world how competitive and how good the Swedes are.
So if you're sitting in that Switzerland locker room and your coach has just said that to you, you'd be okay with that? Like, to me, I was angry when I heard it. If I'm a player and that's my head coach and he's basically saying we have no chance, like, why do you want that guy's head coach?
He's not saying that you have no chance.
You know what? Sometimes you have to be realistic, okay? You have to be realistic. There's a good possible chance that Canada's going to beat this team, but at the same time, there's always that little bit of hope, and that's what the Swedes coach is looking for, is that just a little bit of hope so he can convince his kids that there's still a chance and all that. That's what he's doing.
I like it. I like the move.
I disagree with
it. So do I. I applaud it.
Yeah. Okay.
Todd, before we switch gears here, one of our listeners from the 250, which is on Vancouver Island, is saying, bring in Todd Bertuzzi to work with Jake and Brock. So I don't know. I know you're a little busy these days, but... But you're loved
actually,
here.
You know what I will say? My hands were a little bit filthy out on the pond this week. I think even my dad said to try and make a comeback. But unfortunately, I couldn't walk for the last couple days. So I'm quite happy where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, it's
but
always.
You know what, though? It would be. I'd be a good asset to help with those guys. I think it's one of those things where players have to reach out to other players and say, listen, I would like to know what you did or. How you played or what you see in this kind of stuff. I think there's a lot of these players, and I know Adam Oates is doing that for some of the guys in the league. And I'll tell you right now, if it was me and I was coming up and I had players to lean on or to ask for information, I would have probably made my calls out and try to spend some time in the summer with them and just try to break down video and see things that they saw that I couldn't see in order to fulfill my game and make it better. I think the league's is that much better now, and it's that much tougher to have a career, so I'd do whatever I could to do it.
You know what, Todd, it's interesting that you brought that up, because Thomas Vanek and Brock Besser skated with each other in the summer, and now there's been a question, do you keep Thomas Vanek at the trade deadline and have him as a mentor for Brock Besser, or do you look at moving him because he's a valuable asset right now? What, in your opinion?
I would probably talk to Vanek and ask him if he wants to go win a cup somewhere, and then basically... try to instill a deal in for bringing him back next year. He is a great asset. I told it earlier in the season that I thought it was a great pickup. He's a very good leader. He knows his role. At the same time, he can still contribute offensively, and he can still help out the power play. So I would probably, I think Thomas is given the respect to say, hey, would you like to go do this, or you want to just fulfill this contract out here and give him a chance maybe to go win a cup and then come back and play a couple more years and help out the younger kids.
Todd, just before we let you go, a couple of other quick questions for you around other sports. And we know much you're a big Detroit Lions fan. Parted ways with Jim Caldwell yesterday. No surprise, I think, on that. Where do you see this team going forward? And who would you like to see coaching that team?
Yeah, we had a big talk about it the other day. I got a lot of very diehard Lions fans. I'm a fan. Because I love the NFL, but I wouldn't say I'm a diehard like these guys. And they thought it was time for a change. I know the one name that kept on coming up with four or five of them was Gruden. But I hear rumblings about him going to the Raiders or whatever. But whoever they bring in, they need to bring in someone with thick skin and hopefully give us a chance to get to the playoffs and win. I think we got to do it through the draft still. Need a little bit of help on defense. But to tell a Lions fan to be patient is not something you could possibly do. So hopefully things turn around quick there.
Hey, Todd, Ben McAdoo's looking for a job. So, but you, I don't think you have won any part of that guy.
No, not even in the CFL, I'd put him.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Todd, thanks very much. Good to talk to you. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the snow game and the World Juniors or anything, but we'll have lots of time to talk about more next Tuesday for Bertuesday. Thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Take care, guys, and have a good week.
All thanks, right, Todd.
Thanks, Todd Bertuzzi. Nice when he can go around his dad and score goals on New Year's
Day. Said his hands are pretty filthy,
there
hey?
There you go, yeah, taking things. So there
but
you
the
go.
Body hurts.
Yes, the body does hurt. Sportsnet 650.